This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Friday, the 5th of November, 12:06 here in the studio. Remember the 5th of November. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I am with...
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for about an hour or so today. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, there's a couple of ways that you can do it. Get us via WhatsApp if you want to comment on something a little bit more at length, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter if you want to be a little bit brief, or if you want to take part in the poll that we're running there, we'll be asking you a question, and that question is related to today's topic, of course. 2021 is coming to a close, and everyone has different ideas on how to utilize the last 2 months of the year. While some are using this time to wind down and to relax, others have decided to start building momentum for the new year. Whether for personal or professional reasons, it's always good to know how to manage a certain amount of time to get the desired outcome. We are polling. The question is, what will you be pushing for these last few weeks of 2021 and why? Will you be pushing for productivity? Will you be pushing for a vacation? Will you be pushing for fitness goals, or will you be pushing for something else? Do let us know. As I mentioned, at BFM Radio is where the poll is at on Twitter. And if you want to take part in a lengthier comment, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Chris.
Yes, so we came across this really interesting post on Instagram about a week ago, courtesy of The Financial Diet. Now, it's titled, Six Things to Do in the Last 60 Days of the Year, and lists down ways to utilize November and December in a way that makes them count. So here are the six bullet points listed. Number one is to pad your savings or post-holiday emergency fund to cover yourself after that unexpected but expected holiday spending. Number two is to start working on the habits you want to build now so you don't have an undue amount of pressure starting January 1st. Number three is to set aside one day to take care of all the errands you keep putting off, renewing your driver's license, changing your shower curtains, registering to vote.
Although in Malaysia, you should probably take a week off to do that because we know how lengthy it can take to get some of those things out of the way.
Just a little bit, yep. Number four is call a friend or a family member you haven't contacted as much in the past year just to catch up and let them know you're thinking of them.
Aww.
Number five, deep cleaning sessions. Clean out your closet, scrub down your fridge and freezer and other big tasks you don't think to do often. And number six is to make a goal to finish two of the books you impulse bought this year that are still untouched on your nightstand or unread on your Kindle.
I think they're both calling out me, Arvin, and you.
We're all being called out right now.
Yes. Anyway, right. Obviously, these year-end resolutions take a more holistic approach to the year and focus on mental and physical well-being. But a couple of pointers got us thinking about productivity at work during these months. Normally, people use that November-December season to unwind and wrap up for the year. And it's probably more important to sit back and relax after the year we've had in 2021, yes. But at the same time, with our country shifting to the endemic phase, offices have started to reopen and many of us have started to go back to the office full-time. So it got us asking, how can employees, and businesses stay productive as the year comes to a close? And more importantly, is the tail end of a very hectic year even a good time to be productive in the first place?
Mm-hmm. We also found this interesting study from the CMI website that highlights the times, days, and months when people are most productive. The findings revealed a significant difference in monthly productivity levels. The most efficient month of the year is apparently October, with 9.5% of tasks completed over this period.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Across the board, the autumnal months saw an increase in productivity levels, with 9% of tasks completed in November and 8.8% tasks finished in September.
Now, on the other end of the scale, January was found to be the worst performing month, with just 7.2% of tasks completed during this period. But the findings showed that the productivity slump continued long into the winter, with only 22.8% of tasks completed across the season. Mm. The long winter nights were thought to account for this decline in productivity, keeping in mind that this study is based in the UK and is calculated based on the seasons. I can tell you there, it gets grotty.
It does.
During winter times.
Very gloomy. Now, if you Google maximizing the last 2 months of the year, we're not the only people thinking about this. You'll find articles from tiny no-name blogs to huge publications like Forbes. Here's an article from September 2019, pre-pandemic times.
Do you remember those?
Oh, barely. By Shafile Raina, talking about your year-end goals, five tips for maximizing your ROI, which basically breaks down how you can achieve some of those leftovers on your list by following these steps. It's get clear on the outcomes, mm-hmm. choose 2 to 3 important but achievable goals, create a game plan and write it down, make your goals a priority every day, and take action. And it's a good article. But really, those steps aren't exclusive to the last 2 months of the year. It's kind of the same thing for any sort of goal-oriented list. Mm. So we figured we'd get in touch with an expert to help us focus on staying productive with only a couple of months left in the year.
And who else would we speak to about this? After the break, we've got Jeevan Sardevan, CEO of Leverage Labs, on the line to answer a few burning questions. Is this really the time to be productive, though, Chris? I mean, let's just have that brief, you know, tête-à-tête here. Uh-huh. Pretend people at home aren't listening to us. I feel as though it's not, you know. No. And I know a lot of people are of a... Frida would disagree with me, I'm pretty sure, quite heartily with this. But for me, I know Frida would be sitting down and she'd be planning out her 2022 and she'd be doing, making lists and, you know... I'm literally at a point where I'm like, I just need to sit down and do nothing for about a month. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I think this year in particular, you know, I think there's been this momentum that's been sort of keeping me going personally throughout the year. I don't really feel like I've had a point where I've actually, you know, loosened my grip,
okay,
right,
yes.
on that momentum quite yet. And now as we're getting to the end of the year, you know, and the holiday season is coming up, for me personally, it's a nice time to sort of take to reassess and just, you know, reset a little bit with some rest and some relaxation.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, I'll see what the new year brings. Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, what used to do that was the ability to fly from here to a different country.
That is true. Travel does help to sort of...
to literally sever that, you know, gap from work. And then you're out of contact.
You need the physical space.
You need that physical space, yeah.
Yes.
And we're not really getting that with this whole work from home thing.
No.
Not that I dislike that.
Uh-huh.
It's just that if... you know, holding on and just keep doing things.
You sort of need that literal barrier sometimes,
yeah.
right? Just to sort of set that boundary for yourself and really take that time for yourself.
And of course, going through customs often does that. Right, let's take a short break. We've got some messages already that we're going to get to. Kenny Wong, we'll talk to and we'll hear from in a couple of minutes. Kenny's talking about a break. I don't know if Kenny's buying for us, though. But we'll take a short break. Don't forget, folks, a question we are asking. What will you be pushing for in these last few weeks of 2021 and why? Productivity, a vacation, fitness goals, or something else. Let us know via Twitter at BFM Radio and, of course, via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Rufus Thomas up next with Walking the Dog here on BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's me and Chris in the studio with you today. If you're anywhere near TTDI, drive safely out there, folks. It's raining quite heavily out here, so be safe on the roads wherever you are. Now, we are talking about how 2021 is coming to a close. It's not a surprise for everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has different ideas on how to utilize the last 2 months of the year. While some are using this time of the year to wind down and relax, others have decided to start building momentum for the new year, whether for personal or professional. Professional reasons, it's always good to know how to manage a certain amount of time to get the desired outcomes. We gave you a bit of a list courtesy of the Financial Diet. There's 6 bullet points, you know, pad your savings, start working on habits, set aside a day to take care of your errands, call a friend, a family member, deep cleaning sessions, and make a goal to finish 2 of the books. What do you think of this list, Chris?
I like some of it. I don't like some of it, but I think generally speaking, it's all about taking off those last little bits of your yearly to-do list.
Uh-huh. Of those 6, is there anything that stands out for you that you think you might, I could do that. It's not such hard work.
I need to read those books, man. It upsets me. I used to be a really, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I used to be a relatively prolific reader. Now I feel like I can't read more than, a Facebook article without it zoning out.
No, I, I completely understand where you're coming from. Number five on that list, the deep cleaning sessions. My fridge and my freezer are clean. Mm-hmm. My closets, though, I mean, I haven't bought any new things, but it's just like it's made me realize how much of those things that I have, I don't wear anymore.
Don't wear or don't fit into.
Well, I wasn't going to go there because, you know...
I'm talking about me. It's about me also.
No, but if I'm saying this live on air, I know my colleagues will come in and say, fatty.
Oh, no.
I know they will. Arvin, I know you're listening. Anyway, but we are asking you guys at home, what will you be pushing for these last few weeks of 2021 and why? Is it productivity? Is it a vacation? Is it fitness goals or is it something else? The majority of you, 43%, are saying a vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that, folks. I definitely need a short break. Well, a long break, actually. Mm. 26% in at productivity, 24% at fitness goals and 6% for something else. Kenny Wong, of course, a name that is familiar with us here in the studio, has said a break to recharge, recuperate and re-energize to face the coming year, which whilst I'm hopeful will be better, I'm also being real to expect roadblocks and bumps as well. Mm-hmm. Time to really reflect and look back on not one, but two long, arduous years past and pray for a better one ahead. That's a lot of mm-hmm. R's you've got in there, Kenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the alliteration.
Lots of it. SCQ is building a portfolio for a career pivot. That's a very smart move. And Edmund has said, a plan for the new year to come is turning current prospects into completed deals and delivering incomplete projects. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting that you say those things, because a man that really pushes that agenda is a man that we'll be speaking to right now. And he's on the phone with us. It is Jeevan Sadevan, of course, the founder and CEO of Leverage Labs. Jeevan, thank you for waiting for us. Firstly, what are your thoughts on the list that we spoke about and this idea of maximizing the last 2 months of the year?
I think that's a great Instagram post on maximizing the final 2 months till the end of the year and going all out this last 60 days. It's absolutely brilliant. It's a great idea. So finish strong. Finish very, very strong. Start developing all those new habits. Finish the books you got to finish. Complete those errands that you got to complete. Clean your house. Get your act together. It's an absolutely brilliant idea to maximize these last 2 months. And it's the final push, you know, and it's been 2 years of the pandemic. So it's a great way to close your chapter on this pandemic as well as we move forward. So maximize the next 60 days, go all out, smash the year, finish strong.
Mm-hmm. And the pandemic has changed the way we manage time and work. How should we reflect that when setting new goals?
The pandemic has changed everything from the way we manage work to the way we manage our time, to the way we manage staff, to everything out there. So the first step in making everything work is to set big and compelling goals. Moving forward, moving into 2022, you want to start working on a higher purpose. You want to have very clear objectives. In other words, you want to have a definite chief aim. That's the first step. That's the first thing you've got to do. You've got to have a definite chief aim, and I call it your DCA. Have a DCA as you enter into 2022, and you can have a DCA for different departments. For example, for your marketing department, for your sales department, HR, admin, operations, accounts. You can have DCAs for everything. DCAs for your personal life as well, for your finances. For each area that's important to you in your life, have a DCA, a definite chief aim. And that's the first thing you want to do to get into a better place from these 2 years of a pandemic.
Okay, so our DCA for right now is to take a short break and listen to a bit of Haim with Want You Back. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Jeevan. Some more questions for him, of course. Three or four, maybe even five more questions. Let's see. But we are asking you, what will you be pushing for these last few weeks of 2021 and why? Do let us know. We've got around 100 votes. We'd like a few more. It is at BFM Radio if you want to take part in the poll. We're asking you, what will you be pushing for these last few weeks of 2021 and why? Is it productivity? Is it a vacation? Is it fitness goals or something else? Music here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Before Friday materializes, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
What will you be pushing for these last few weeks of 2021 and why? Do let us know over on Twitter. The reason that we're talking to you about this this afternoon is that, of course, 2021 is coming to a close and everyone has different ideas on how to utilize the last 2 months of the year. While some of you are using this time to wind down and relax, others have decided to start building momentum for the new year, whether for personal or professional reasons. Always good to know how to manage a certain amount of time to get the desired outcome. You guys over there on Twitterland, so far, 42% of you are going on vacation, or at least planning to. 26% of you are going for more productivity. 25% of you have got fitness goals, with 6% of you saying others. And normally when we say others, we have this little thing in brackets that says...
Tell us what?
Yeah. Shamil did that earlier on. He said sleep. He needs a lot of it after a year of working like a dog, online and offline. A lot of us are in that same boat as well. If you are part of that 6%, please do let us know what the other thing is we'd like to know. Chris.
Yes.
Shall we move on and get Jeevan to continue with his, what was it, his DCAs?
Yes. Okay. So we, of course, have Jeevan Sahadevan, founder and CEO of Leverage Lab, on the line with us. Now, from an employee perspective, how can we maximize the last 2 months at work if we're not, you know, holidaying on a beach without turning them into the most stressful months of the year?
For employees, in the last 60 days of the year, you want to get very, very clear on two things. Number one, adding value. And number two, your personal finances. So in terms of adding value, look at the value. Write down, make a list of all the things you can do in the next final 60 days of the year to add massive amounts of value to your organization and to do some massive amounts of work and add a great value to your direct reports, the people that report directly to you and then the people you report directly to as well. The second thing you want to get your head around is actually your personal finances. Many employees don't get a handle on this, and you want to start to reorganize that, because a large chunk of the money that you earn from your employment could very easily go into all sorts of unnecessary spending, especially when we're spending so much time online as well, with all this work from home, hybrid and things like that. So get your handle on your finances, create a second bank account and channel maybe about 20 or 30% of your gross income that enters into your account, channel it into that account for your investments and invest. Begin to invest. Start planning your property investments or even unit trust investments or anything out there that you should be paying attention to as you head into 2022.
Jeevan, I think I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. After the year that we've had, what's better, using the last 2 months to de-stress and wind down, or making the last 2 months the most productive of the year and maintaining that momentum into the new year?
The best use of the last 2 months is a combination of, number one, finishing strong, going all out and finishing the year extremely strong, and planning for the next year, planning for 2022, as well as taking a very good break to recharge. You don't need 2 months to wind down and recharge. 2 weeks would do it. So take two solid weeks off, or a week off. But a week is really good. Better would be 2 weeks. So take 1 to 2 weeks off at the end of the year, around December, when there's Christmas and the New Year and everything, and recharge. But before you do that, plan ahead. Finish the year very strong. Complete everything that you've got to complete. But plan 2022. Get your goals down. Start writing down all the goals. It's very, very simple. Let me put it to you this way. Write down all of your goals. Make plans to achieve those goals. And when 2022 comes along, work on those plans every single day.
Right. It's just that simple. Now, December is normally a holiday month for many organizations. So how can employers fully utilize these last couple of months without affecting their employees?
Well, a large part of December's holiday mood and holiday month is actually in the last 2 weeks. And I would recommend that many employers start looking at maybe even the last week, give their teams off, unless their businesses are dependent on this holiday season selling, sales and marketing and operations and things like that. But it's a great time to also take off, recharge, recalibrate. You can even look at having off-site camps where you spend a day or two or a weekend with the team and you do an off-site planning for 2022. There's a lot of things you can do, but two things. Number one, finish the year really strong. Finish strong in this year. And number two, take a break. Get both of these things in for employers and employees. It's critically important to both. And get really excited about 2022.
Jeevan, obsessing over goals and resolutions can lead to burnout and disappointment if we're not careful, though. You know, how can we strike a healthy balance to keep goal setting fun?
Here's a little secret to achieving goals. The word is effortless effort. Now, how do you get there? How do you get to effortless effort? It's such a beautiful secret. And all it is really is about rituals. So rather than stressing out about goals or new resolutions or whatever it is, once you have set your goals, you know the kind of goals you want to achieve in 2022, start identifying rituals you'll do in the morning and in the afternoon. So here are four major areas for your rituals. You've got your morning ritual, you've got your workday startup ritual, you've got your workday shutdown ritual, and you've got your evening ritual. Have some rituals in each of these four segments, and these rituals should point you towards your goals. For example, if one of your goals was to lose a whole lot of weight, then the ritual could be meditation, morning exercises, and things like that. One of your goals is to double your revenues. One of the rituals could be team meetings, team check-ins, workday startup team check-ins, just 10-minute check-ins with the team. Another one could be daily marketing, and so on. So get these four ritual segments in order and you smash your goals. Morning rituals, workday startup rituals, workday shutdown rituals, and evening rituals. That's how you smash goals effortlessly.
Effortlessly. See? Coming from a man who knows. Folks, you still got a few minutes if you want to take part in the conversation for the poll. What will you be pushing for these last few weeks of 2021 and why? Should we take a quick break, Chris, and then come back and maybe just give the numbers before we wrap up? Let's do that. Let's have some music then. We've got Supergrass up now with All Right. When we come back, we'll give you those numbers and a few messages that we've had via Twitter and via WhatsApp. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Binge-friendly movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Almost time for us to wrap up here on Enterprise BizBytes for the day, but we have been talking about this list that we managed to find. And it's a list courtesy of the Financial Diet, and it's talking about how 2021 is coming to a close. Everyone has different ideas on how to utilize the last 2 months of the year. We just heard from Jeevan Sadevan, of course. He is the CEO of Leverage Labs. He's given us his list. The list that we spoke about earlier on talks about padding your savings, starting working on the habits you want to build now. And, you know, Jeevan echoes some of that as well. Mm-hmm. We've been asking you guys to send us what you think is, you know, what you're pushing towards for the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, there's been a slight switch during the break. So vacation is above and beyond everybody's thing that they're pushing for the end of the year. That's out there at 43%. And there were two that were kind of neck and neck for a while, productivity and fitness goals, right? Mm-hmm. Productivity seemed to be leading for a while, but just in the last few minutes, fitness goals to you guys at home is now more important than productivity. By 1%, but still.
I guess you can't get things done if you're not, you know, like fit, ready to go and such.
Either that or, you know, people are just like, it's the end of the year, you know, and I want to kind of relax a little bit. Either way, that's what the numbers are so far, and to wrap up with anyway. Now, we did have a message that came in via WhatsApp, which I shall keep anonymous. On a personal level, it says, I need to clear those closets at home. On the work front, I'm going to crank up my output. After all, it's appraisal time, and I think I'll be wiser to remind my employer that I'm performing and I am still needed for the new year because there's still work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Not wrong there. It is appraisal time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, it's time for me and Chris to wrap up for today and indeed for the week. Thank you very much for joining us all the way through this week. We won't be here next week, but Audrey and Frida will be back here in the office. So make sure you do keep them company with the comments coming in via Twitter and Instagram. I want, of course, thank Chris for joining me all the way through this week here in the studio. But don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Interesting one, this, Chris. A 260-year-old German stationery company, Faber-Castell. Do you remember those?
I love Faber-Castells, honestly.
Now, they've got 10 production centres worldwide, one of which has been in Malaysia for 43 years. Did not know this. The local managing director, Andrew Woon, was on the hot seat this morning talking about FDI issues, exports, local policy, and future investments in Malaysia. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us to the top of the hour, it is the boss, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, with Born to Run. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Keep yourselves safe. Mask up. Follow those SOPs. And we'll hope to hear from you next week. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.